David, we appreciate you joining us for the first time in the new calendar year.
Good morning. It is a wild and woolly 2022 already.
We were talking about it weather-wise off the air, and it's ups and downs, ups and downs here in the month of January so far.
Yes, the extremes will continue. That's what we're used to, and that's something we need to be prepared about. Outside, we talked about keeping the mulch in the flower beds and in the vegetable garden. That's really important because it does provide that buffer for a lot of our perennial plants so they don't freeze when we have a warm spell. They break dormancy or there's no protection, and then we get a real cold snap with no snow and then it does the damage. So it really makes a big difference.
And you mentioned mulch, but you're actually talking about plant residue, leaves and stems and what have you from the year before, right?
Yes. All you really need are tree leaves.
Just tree leaves
provide, just rake them in there. You could have shredded them over the winter or in the fall with your lawnmower, but just rake them in there and let them be protecting plant material. It's really important.
Absolutely. And David, Master Gardener class is being offered this year, right? And I think that those are coming up fairly soon?
Yes. The first of the Master Gardener classes actually start tonight.
Oh, wow.
Officially at 6:30 in the evening here in North Platte, 5:30 Mountain. They can be watched online through Zoom, or you can come to the Extension office in person. We had our orientation for our brand new trainees that have filed with the state to become Master Gardeners last week, and I had about 48 people online and in person. So you have the ability to watch the classes. We have roughly 25 here going from January through the end of April, a couple in May and June that are statewide, and then in the month of October. So if you would like to watch the classes and gain information, it's $25 for the entire year.
Wow.
So it's basically a dollar a class, and it allows people to gain lots of information about a number of different topics. And so, ironically, tonight's topic is no-till vegetable gardening. Keeping the rototiller out and being more mindful of the soil health and the microbe contents that is good in the soil that gets damaged each time we run the rototiller through, and also avoiding the hard pan layers when people run the tiller, especially when it's too wet. So we'll be talking about that tonight, and people are welcome to join us just as general learners, and that's great because it is a great program to teach a lot of information.
Very informative, too. You're going to walk away learning something, it sounds like to me.
There's a lot of handouts. I produce lots of handouts, and they match your lecture that we do. There will be hands-on demonstrations that I will teach, and then I also tape these classes and then have them sent out to everyone after the class is over. So you have the chance to watch these classes after, you know, if you miss a day, you can catch up and watch the recording along with all your handouts.
Wow. Sounds great. Really accessible that way.
So
an idiot like, well, I wouldn't call them, I guess, actually. Yeah, people who are stumped by some of the gardening problems that you run into if you try it, they can get their answers through this, right?
Easy. It's a very easy way because your question is probably the same question 10 other people in the group have.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to gardening, I don't think there's any new questions. This is one of the oldest forms of hobbies, but also it's much more than just a hobby, too. It could be a form of a lifestyle in a lot of ways.
It has become a lifestyle because of COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
In the pandemic year of 2020, there were 16 million new vegetable gardeners in the United States alone.
Wow.
Just on vegetable gardening. There has been an explosion of people wanting to raise houseplants in their homes because they were cooped inside. And so we had a big boom in people wanting to raise houseplants. And we will be doing some training here statewide. It's called the Grow Red series that will be
uniquely enough,
and it'll be statewide for all of us educators. They'll be teaching on fruit crops. So,
oh, wow.
There is a big interest in people wanting to start to raise fruit trees and doing their cane fruit, which are your blackberries and your strawberries primarily, but also a lot of people interested in raising fruit for their own consumption, but also enhancing wildlife. So it's a win-win there. And that'll be coming up here in the spring. That hasn't been announced because we still have a planning meeting to get the agenda ready. But
sure.
People are wanting to get back out. People are connecting back with nature. It also has known mental health benefits.
Major mental health benefits.
Really help people out. And people are hardwired to be back in connected with nature in somehow, whether that's the house plant in the house or if they're out gardening. And I think people have realized it's very important to be outside for exercise. And it's also very important for people to know where their food comes from. And that's another thing I want to tell people about is the websites and the catalogs are now available to look at seed. So if you're going to start seed or if you're going to buy seed, now is the time to do your research. Look at the cultivar. How long does it take for it to mature? Is it a different height? You know, is it a different spread? Is it a compact plant? Are there some heirlooms that you want to try? Maybe people want to start doing some canning. And that's another thing. If you ask Brenda Oftenkamp, our numbers for people wanting to do home canning now have exploded because people are wanting to raise food at home.
Another thing that's on the rise and on the increase.
It is. And so there are specific vegetable varieties that you need to choose to have success canning. And there's a lot of knowledge that's been lost over generations. So now people are picking up all that lost information. And we've had a lot of fun teaching people how to get started gardening again. A lot of 40-somethings my age wanting to garden for the first time.
It's never too late. It's never too late.
It is never too late. You can garden in containers and in deck planters and mineral lick tubs. Mm-hmm. So no matter, you don't have to dig a large plot in the ground in the backyard to have a garden.
Yep. Raised beds have become popular too for some of our older generations, and you don't have to have anything fancy too. A lick tub, like you said, would be a good one that you could do a little bit of gardening with without having to have the hassle of the full garden and a little less bending over too.
Yes, you don't have to bend over. You know, you can sit next to the tub and work with it or have a bench next to it. You can raise a number of different crops, starting with the early things like lettuce and radishes. They will grow up, you'll harvest them, then you can plant something else. So you can keep on rotating different things in to the garden clear till the last frost, till to that first frost. So, you know, it's more than just planting the tomato in there. There's lots of other vegetables that can go in a lick tub, and they're plentiful out here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Somebody might pay you to take a lick tub for them even.
And some people have bought them off of Facebook Marketplace here locally.
Mm-hmm.
So they're here, they're plentiful, and they work.
David, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
If you're going to purchase seed, it's really important to put them in some type of container that does not seal. Do not put them in a sealed container because they do have to have some carbon dioxide and oxygen exchange. And so I use old wide mouth jars, and I put the packets in there, and then I will loosely put the lid back on. Cool, dry place, and seeds can last for several years if they're taken care of. So if you buy plenty from last year, you can still use them, and it might be a good idea to get your seed purchases early because in some places they're starting to run out.
David, if folks want to learn more, how can they do so?
Please call the Extension office. Our phone number is 308-532-2683.
David, as always, it's a pleasure. We look forward to seeing you again here in 2022.
Good, and it's great to see you again.